Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's time now for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Jeff Bossert. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, everyone. Let's check out how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight numbers at 8:49 Central Time on this Friday morning. Kansas City July wheat opened at 6:36, down 8.5 on the open. September at 6:47, down 7.75 on the open. From Chicago, July wheat at 5:84, down 10.75. September wheat at 6:13, down 10.75. And December at 6:38, down 11.75 on the open. July corn at 4:36.5. That's up. That's down 4.5. September corn at 4:46, down 4. December at 4:58.5, down 4.75. March at 4:69, down 5.25. May of 2010 at 4:77.5. That's down 4.5. July corn at 4:84, down 5. December 2010 at 4:54, down 5.5 on the open. July soybeans at 12:61, down 6. August beans 11:76. Down 9.5. September at 11:15, down 9.25. November at 10:77, down 12.25. January at 10:82, down 14 on the open. July soybean meal at 4:26, down $2. August soybean meal 3.84, down $6. July soybean oil at 37.95, down 25. August soybean oil 38.10, down 26. June live cattle at 80, down 10. August live cattle, 81.50, down 50. October, 86.90, down 50. December at 86.65, down 25. August feeder cattle at 96.35, down 25. September at 96.15, down 45. June line hogs at 57, unchanged. July lean hogs at 60.40, up 40. August at 60.65, up 25. July frozen pork bellies at 55.55, unchanged. August frozen pork bellies, 56.80, up 65.
Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
Joining us now for a look at the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jeff.
So what do you see in some of the numbers we just ran through?
Well, it looks like, you know, we're trying to find consistency here since the report came out. You know, the wheat has been probably the primary leader to the downside here since a week ago, pretty much a week ago today, with harvest picking up. That was some of the issues that the wheat had to go through last week when we got done getting up above that 650 level in the July futures. But since then, it's consistently lost ground. It's made new weekly lows just about every day this week with the idea that since the report's been out is we're going to have plenty of wheat and the exports aren't really improving at all. So wheat becomes our leader to the downside and stays our leader to the downside ever since last week. That hasn't put any pressure on the corn and beans yet because they've had other micro fundamentals and supportive outside market fundamentals to be able to work from. Today, however, it looks like maybe the dollar is going to try and finish the week higher, maybe try and get through some of its resistance levels that it lost a couple weeks ago and finish the week out with a pretty strong buy signal with the bond market supporting. And why that's important, Jeff, is because that kind of triggers or should trigger how the crude oil reacts next week when we come back, how the gold will react to the market, and then influences of the funds. And most importantly, when it comes to the fund commodity money that flows into commodities based upon these institutional funds, we feel like that stock market is probably the linchpin or the swing vote as to whether they keep piling money into the grains, especially in the ag commodities. If the stock market gives way and sells off, and it's interesting because we're testing a major trend line in the S&P 500 today, if we see that violated on a closing basis today, and then we go back to the wheat, which traditionally is our leader in the grain pits, then we're going to have to start looking at the potential that some of these technical levels in the corn, like the 200-day moving average, and in the beans, the 10-day moving averages, some of those might get violated. Then all of a sudden you have to start talking about, well, maybe the fund money is going to pull stakes here and not put any more into the ag sector for another month or so. So we'll have to watch that very closely today.
The dollar is going up today. Anything more stable this week? As I think last week I asked you about the whipsawing in both commodities and the U.S. dollar, but anything to note there with an increase in the dollar?
Yeah, I think the fundamentals have improved, and that's an excellent question because we had trade deficit numbers that came out before the report on Tuesday, I believe it was. They came out with a very strong fundamental bias that because our trade deficit is shrinking so rapidly, and it's been cut in half since late last year, that would be dollar-friendly. And so then we follow that up with great news about China's economy for the most part yesterday and ideas that other countries would come in and loosen their tie to the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. That got the dollar back down yesterday, but in the middle of the night or late yesterday, we also caught word that the Federal Reserve is now starting to think about maybe not purchasing as many bonds, and that would be dollar-friendly because then we would not have as inflationary a tone in the market if the dollar and if the Fed and the Treasury don't monkey around using opposing forces. And so I think net-net versus last week, Jeff, you've got a more fundamentally friendly price action in the dollar or outlook in the dollar, and maybe that's why we're testing that 80-50 level in the June index, which seems to be the go-no-go gauge, so to speak, as to where our trend's going to sit.
Let me get back to the USDA report. I think we brought up a moment ago. It projected stocks in the 800 million bushel area on corn. They were projected May of last year, 763 million. How high might we be able to go this year if stock estimates come out the same as 2008?
Well, I think we're probably on the top end of supplies when it comes to the wheat itself, and the global supplies also. We're probably on the top end that 650 to 670 million. Bushel ending stocks for the United States and the 180 to 183 million metric ton level for global wheat ending stocks. We would suspect that's going to be the top end for the marketing year going all the way through 2010. I think the biggest issue that you have to face now when it comes to the wheat is what do you have fundamentally friendly if the dollar is bottoming? What do you have fundamentally friendly that supports wheat? And I think you have to go back to the idea that wheat harvest is starting in earnest. I've talked to several clients in from North Kansas to North Texas. They're really going to be ramping up strongly in wheat harvest next week. Most of these clients are saying they expect pretty decent yields because they have gotten some rains to be able to fill out the fruit. So I think you've got that on your mind. And we always kind of have a rule of thumb that the 5 weeks between the middle of June and the middle of July, you end up having every Friday, a harvest Friday break and downside. So we're probably starting to see that. So I think the wheat is our anchor and the thing that holds us back. Yesterday, the corn and beans fought that wheat market, and the wheat closed lower, but the corn and beans had a terrific rally. But there again, I think you had the outside markets on your side. So we certainly don't want to lose those outside market forces while we have these really tight stocks in soybeans. And the trade is already looking forward to a very small supply of corn carryover at the end of 2010. I've seen several comments where people are starting to say this is going to be the smallest level in 6 years, and so they really are conscious of that fact. But I would say, once again, we need those outside markets to support us.
Any other predictions coming out of that Wednesday report?
Well, I think the biggest thing that we're going to be looking at next week is going to be weather and also the acreage report. So I suspect after today's close, Jeff, you won't really talk about this report that we've had this week very much from here on out up in Chicago unless something new develops. But I think the trade and the people we've spoken to are already starting to look forward to the acreage report at the end of the month. And obviously they're starting to see if this warm weather comes into the Corn Belt, helps bring the crop to life, so to speak, gives us some heating degree days, but it doesn't become entrenched to where we turn moisture off for 30 days. So that seems to be where we're headed in terms of psychology in Chicago. And the report this week, the prices will have dialed in these numbers by today's close, I suspect.
Anything else we should be aware of?
We'll be watching for the hog seasonals to turn a little bit friendlier here. We should have a July 4th seasonal coming in where the buying picks up. We've got a three-day weekend for the July 4th holiday. That might help us this summer with some extra barbecuing and extra grilling. We'll watch and see if maybe we can't build upon yesterday's gains in the hogs. If we get two good days in a row in hogs, maybe then we'll see some short covering in the funds and get a little bit more friendly next week, and that'll give us a little bit of take the pressure off this hog break that we've had here lately.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Jeff. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzulu of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at AgriGold.com or at 800-262-7333.
We get a look this hour at outside markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 87.66. That's down 3. The NASDAQ at 18.43. That's down 19. S&P 500 at 9.41, down 3. Meteorologist Scott Althoff's forecast for today, partly sunny and cool, highs ranging from 68 near the Chicago lakefront to 81 in the far south. Tonight in Illinois, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and isolated thunderstorms, especially late. In Indiana, mostly cloudy, lows ranging from 53 in the north to 65 in the south. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, scattered showers and a few isolated thunderstorms, highs ranging from 68 near the Chicago lakefront to 85 in the south. A very typical June weather pattern in store for the Midwest, which is ruled by temperatures in the upper 70s and 80s. 66 degrees outside our studios. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.